Chris, I'm going to give you a phone number, and this is for a big prize, okay? Don't know what the prize is yet, okay? Could be an overnight stay at my hotel property. Could be. I'm going to give you a phone number. It starts with 417-337-8455. Do you know that number?
I do.
Wow. Are you involved in some way with that number?
I am.
And if people call that number, they wouldn't get you. They're going to get a person that says, I Branson on tickets, and you could get tickets to Running the Bases.
That's right.
For $5.
That's what I've been told.
Well, let me tell you, your people are doing a fantastic job. Tell them about the call center and what you all do in there, please.
Well, we have a ticket company here in town, and we've been in the ticketing business since 1994.
Wow.
And so we operate ibranson.com and also bransonmissouri.com. And so people can go by there, and they buy their show tickets and attraction tickets. And so you called me up the other day and said, can you help with this movie and help people get tickets? We're like, sure. And so that's – and I was out of town, but you got it all taken care of, it sounds like.
Well, who got it all taken care of was your staff. Mm-hmm. Now, I just figured something out, and because I haven't mentioned this because I didn't know what to do, and I think you just did it. If our listeners go to ibranson.com, they have built a page there. Is it at that website?
It should be.
No, it should be. Yeah, if it's not, call the phone number. But it should be there. Here's a link there. But I never knew what, you know, I was going to get on here and go .743 2. Wait a minute, you can't do a link like that.
You know what I was thinking, Charlie? You know, Chris has been in his family. They're successful business
time out.
People.
We're late in the break, but we'll get there. It's 7:31 for you to say, oh, I got to get in the car. Just get in the car. We'll be with you in a moment.
That's kind of what I was going to talk about. I was going to ask Chris if he'd ever considered dressing up like a hillbilly, getting other people to do the same, and getting cars with people and show them shortcuts just for tips only. I think that'd be a great business.
Well, you know, back in the day, and I grew up in Harrison, Arkansas, we used to have dog patch days down there where the whole town would dress up like hillbillies.
See, not such a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. Now, remember, when Brad and I had this, he had the idea I didn't get my coveralls.
That was back in 1994, actually.
Group
of high school kids. One of them very successful businessman now, but it wasn't dressing up like a hillbilly.
I think you're actually close. There is a new redneck comedy tour in Branson, which I don't think a lot of locals know about, where you can go get on a bus, they give you a tour, and you have some redneck comedy.
Well, let me tell you what. My brother-in-law loves it. You can walk out of the Presleys, the Ball Knobbers, any of those, and his wife would say, oh, my goodness, that is the corniest humor. And he goes, I love it.
Yeah,
I just love it. It's different strokes for different. We'll take a break, come back. We want to continue to talk about your ticketing company, Run the Bases, and we'll go to ibranson.com during the break and make sure we can see the link, okay? Herb, we'll be right back with my buddy Brad and my friend Chris right here on Good Morning Ozarks.
I'm a rookie. You kind of just looked at me. We're back on Good Morning Ozarks, folks, with our friend Chris Meyer
here at the round table
with Charlie Ingram.
Second half hour, Brad.
I think he's still training you, right?
Oh, no, he's been trained.
For years.
He's been trained.
I'm a guest host. See?
Oh, yeah, that's your – when you were coaching kids, you wouldn't accept that excuse, would you?
I don't want excuses. I want results.
Just sit there, okay? Hey, Chris Meyer.
Good morning.
So let's go back to ibranson.com. If you go there, you don't even have to call or talk to anybody. You can click on there and get your tickets.
That is correct. I checked it, and it is on there. And they can just even search bases, and it pulls right up.
Well, I will tell you, it's the staff over there has done a great job. I get a report and know what's going on. There are limited tickets, so please pass it to your friends, pack out the house, meet the directors. October the 4th, yeah, I'll go ahead and say it. It's my birthday. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're just putting it under the cover of Running the Bases.
Birthday party for Charlie. Invited the whole town to go to
and
a movie with
my
him.
My wife has already given me a coupon for the popcorn.
Well, there you go. And have you gone and looked at your birthday card yet? Because I know how you all do that.
Well, we will.
Okay.
Why do you give her a secret? How long have you been married, Chris?
Since 1994.
Oh, you're younger than Brad and Dee. They were 91.
Yeah, 91.
Yeah. So Mary and I have learned to do something. Tell him what we do.
Well, if you think about since you and Sonia have been married, all the times that you give one another birthday cards, anniversary cards, just calculate how much money you would have spent on cards over 30 years, basically, 28 for you. So Charlie and Mary will go to the store.
Target,
wherever. Walmart, Henry's, somewhere that has really nice cards. Mm-hmm. Look through it, find the card that they would give to their spouse, hand it to them. Read it, they put it back on the rack. This is the card that I have picked for you.
What do you think?
That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And it's a way to save money.
Oh, she laughs. No, we don't sign it.
No. Oh, no.
No, no, yeah, no. Yeah.
Don't yeah. use it.
I thought you were just going to say you bought the card and then they just gave it to each other every year.
No, that would work for me. I don't remember the card I got last year. So.
We have those cards that we love to give each other. You all have them. You're lazy, you're this, you're getting that, but you sure love you for what you do or something. You know, everyone, I hate to do this. So, Chris, good to have you today. And one more time, ibranson.com. Again, branson.com or 417-337-8455. Or it is on the KLFC Radio Facebook site. Keep going. And one of these days, somebody at that call center will say to you, I'm sorry. It's sold out, and we hope that happens, hopefully before Friday. If not, we'll be on here on Monday telling you, call, there's so many tickets left, so thank you for your help on this.
Happy to help.
Appreciate it. Now, let's go back years and years ago. In this town, I visited for the first time about 1987 or 8, came in November to visit my parents who lived right over here by the fire station, the new fire station on the Strip. And we came to this place called Branson that Mom and Dad told us about. I went out on this thing called the Strip. And I drove from downtown Light out towards Silver Dollar City. You couldn't see anybody. Everybody, they'd already gone home. And then this town started to grow. In fact, the first hotel we stayed in was yours. And your brother was at the Center Point, now you call it. It was one of the only ones, I think it was three, with indoor pools. Could you name the other one?
I think it was Kirkwood.
Correct.
And let's
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, okay.
On the corner here.
Yeah.
And yours, three of them, okay? So we went to the Meyer property. It was very nice, very clean, very, very comfortable, and the kids loved it. Made the decision to move here in 1991, and then things in Branson started to change. Who wants to tell us about how much money Mel Tillis made on 60 Minutes?
I think he said $5 million in 5 months. Or something like that. And he called it the little richest town in America. And 60 Minutes changed Branson, in my opinion, because people literally got in their cars, moved here. They came here. They came here on vacation, not realizing the town closed down. It was chaos. It was crazy.
That's good, Crystal. Let's keep going. Who had the only theater open when people came during that time? Oh, look at this.
Probably Grand Country, if I were just guessing.
Perfect, man. No. You winner, winner, chicken dinner. Grand Country. Their shows were packed in January. They were packed.
And the Presleys were probably still loading up on a bus and going over the Midwest.
So were the Plumbers.
And the Brashlers.
So when I moved here in 1992, that was all during that time frame, and I was trying to buy a piece of property, and it was like, you know, of course, people were raising prices and all of that kind of stuff back then. And, of course, over the next couple of years, we saw, you know, a 50% increase in hotel rooms, among other things. And so that's, even though growth, you know, there was a lot of demand, there was also a lot of supply growth, too. So it would have been nice if we could have kept that supply growth a little less, but well.
My dad pulled me out in the car. He said, I want to show you something. He said, look over by that hotel site. And I won't tell you exactly where it's at, but it's the early part of the Strip. Early meaning as soon as you pass First Baptist Church in that area, that early. And he said, take a look, son, over there. What it is. See that ladder? Yeah. He gets up in the morning and he puts no vacancy up in the morning. And that, you all know, by about 4, 5, or 6 o'clock, no vacancies are on every hotel on the Strip. Then he takes his ladder up, takes his sign down, raises his rate $10 a room. I thought that was pretty classic, you know, the old no vacancy sign. And we used to have no vacancy up and down the Strip all the time.
Oh, yeah. And that was the days before the internet, too.
Oh, think about that.
You know, so how hotels marketed and their marketing strategies, of course, have changed over the last 20, 30 years.
So I heard of a concept called Festival of, listen closely, the concept, Festival of the Light. Festival of the Light. You all can know what the light is. We had a Christmas parade, Keeping Christ in Christmas, which, reminding you again, it takes place December the 4th this year. It is the 74th annual. Please get on your social media and let people know the date. Talk to your church. Get a float idea going. Help out the parade this year. We'd appreciate it. So then a thing called the polyhedron. Which one of you guys want to tell me what a polyhedron is?
Well, man, a polyhedron is a three-dimensional object with multiple faces.
Hmm. Would you tell me what a polyhedron light is, Chris?
What?
A polyhedron light.
Yes, it's up on the up on the hill.
You're good,
scene.
Chris.
Yeah, look up.
Where
above
did
the
it start?
Scene.
It started north of town. It was up there by the Best Western Branson Inn, I think.
Farther down, behind Home Depot, on that corner.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where it was at. Okay. And it was a nice welcome to town. It was beautiful. And then the Festival of the Lights started. And all of a sudden, our town was transformed. Tell us how we transformed from fall to Ozark Mountain Christmas.
Well, I think a group of community leaders got together and said, let's figure out how we extend this season. And then they went and toured other communities. And it became a community effort to say, let's create Christmas lights and Christmas shows. And now November is one of our top months.
Did you hear what he just said? It's unbelievable. They're in the business. They know what the numbers are like. Theaters are in November, one of the top months. Can either one of you young men remember where the first lighting displays were for Festival of the Lights?
Branson Hills?
Starting earlier than that.
Well, you had some stuff down on the lakefront.
Yeah,
You have won three chicken dinners today.
Yeah.
On the lakefront across by where you live on Lakeshore Drive,
yes.
Down by the bridge. And when you look at it, I said, boy, it seemed pretty simple then. But it was nice. You could go by and look at it. But then light started through Branson Hills and the Chamber. Tell us about that.
Well, the Chamber did it for several years, and they were up at Branson Hills until that got developed. And then they moved down to the old Shepherd of the Hills Expressway, which is now Expressway Lane. I call it by the charcoal plant.
Absolutely. And for a time, Keith, you're Brad. Chris and I were competitors where he had the old display lights. We had Chris Village. One of the differences is the guys that own the land, there was a land transfer where we're at, and it would be nice if you put your lights up on property that you control, which is exactly what Chris has done, but that the zoo added their lights and others. But you want a good light display drive-through downtown, as we say, by the old charcoal plant, which brings us to the topic of the day. You'll be happy, Chris. Tri-Lakes K-Life Lights of Joy. Tell us about it.
So we started this last year, and we said, you know, let's do something kind of crazy and different. And so we started this Tri-Lakes K-Life Lights of Joy 5K Run Walk, and it's kind of almost a preview night for the lights. So this year we're going to do it on October 29th, okay? That's a Saturday night. And basically what we have told people is, hey, if you want to come wearing your ugly sweater costume or Christmas costume, or if you want to wear a Halloween costume, we're going to do that. And so we start up at Westgate Resorts. They great to work with. And then we, you know, go down the hill and we walk or run through the Christmas lights.
So you're basically what I consider going the backward way.
You're going the backward way,
right.
Yes. But when you get, and so you'll go all the way down to where you normally would pay for the booth, and then you turn around and then you go the forward way.
Okay.
And then back up there. And so, you know, it's just a fun event for folks to do. A little, you know, a lot of times when people think 5Ks, they think, you know, you got to wear your running outfit. Well, we're not suggesting that. Last year we had a lot of people that came in costumes, and it was just a fun time, festive event. And so that's October 29th. It's Saturday night, and here it's at 6. The race time is at 6:30. So it's like right at that point where it's getting dark, but not 100% dark yet. It's right at that right time. And so people can come out at 5 o'clock. And so it's a fundraiser for K-Life. And you know how K-Life's been here a long time. It's, you know, a great youth ministry. And so it's kind of preview night for Lights of Joy, but it's a fundraiser for K-Life.
Now, we did something similar, and it's great. When you are able to walk through the lights rather than drive through the lights. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, which you will, Brad. Thank you.
Charlie. I can't believe you would say that to me.
Well, only because I've known you for so many years.
Okay, you're right.
Is your displays now, am I correct, all LED now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But not everybody's lights are all LED.
And not everybody's lights are on property they control.
That is correct. And so that happens. So all LED, and does it make a difference in the lighting bill? but also makes a difference in the brilliance of the lights.
Oh, it absolutely does. And here's the really exciting thing for Lights of Joy. Last year, we had all new lights, and that's kind of unheard of in the lighting world. Guess what? This year, they're all going to be new again, except our tunnel, and the tunnel's pretty much the same. But yeah. So we may have the 12 days of Christmas, but now we'll have a new 12 days of Christmas. And then there's some other new stuff that we're going to test out that's never even been done before in our lighting drive-through, and we'll see whether it works. So there's some exciting stuff there. And I've got a guy that works on all the lights.
Right.
And so he's...
Steve.
Well, not Steve.
Okay.
But there's...
I said the wrong name.
Well, Steve was my manager,
sure.
But we have another guy, and he likes to classify himself as the Disney of Christmas lights.
Okay, that's good.
And so he's working on some new stuff. And so that'll be exciting. By the way, Steve managed that for 7 years. And we really need to, I'd like to just ask the community that's listening to pray for him because he has cancer, not doing very well.
I know, and so. I've talked to him so many times over the years. I spoke at Gary McSpadden's church, and he was there. And we knew each other through that, and I would always ask how he was. So we'll continue to pray for Steve. Mm-hmm. Now, is this a donation-based, or is there a fee to go through it?
Well, there's on the run itself, there is a cost. Right now, the cost is $30 per adult. That's age 13 and up. Children's $25 per child. That's age 4 to 12. And then there is a family rate, which is $60. That's two adults and an unlimited number of kids ages 4 to 12. Now, that cost does include a free shirt, but I always tell people that's based on when you sign up. So the earlier you sign up, the guarantee you'll get a shirt. Now, if you wait till the day of, you may
sure.
not get a shirt. And they can go to trilakes.klife.com to sign up for the run.
One more time.
Trilakes.klife.com. It's October 29th, and that is at we will meet at Westgate. Resorts, which is at 2201 Rorick Valley Road. And then from there, people can park and then we'll run through the whole deal. So it's on a Saturday night. People can, they can go do other stuff after this. So it's not on Halloween night as well. And then November 1st, we officially then kick off the Lights of Joy and we'll go through January 1st.
So you said you don't have to show up and running a tire. But if someone is a serious runner and they want to come and run it, are there any kind of prizes if you're the first one to finish?
Oh, yeah. There will be some prizes. And there's also some costume prizes as well. It is a timed event. So we've hired the company that times everybody.
Yeah.
So if you want those results, you can get them.
So from the serious runner all the way to just families wanting to come out and enjoy the lights and walk and be in costume. Sounds like a great event for a family to go out.
Let me throw out something else that's great. In the Ozarks, this term was given to me one time, you bought 11 acres, but if you rolled it out, you'd get 22. Okay? It's a good line. I like that one. Where they're at, from the Westgate, where he's going, it's pretty flat.
Well, it's flat at the Westgate, but there is a hill.
Where's the hill?
To get up to Westgate.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about when you come into your area.
Oh, it's totally flat down there. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I know, Mary. I should have used more words. Use more words. Be more thorough.
Yeah.
Everything you all are telling me, I've heard before.
Well, and we added the word walk into the title because last year we just had run, and we're like, not everybody wants to run.
No.
And it is a unique opportunity to actually walk and see the Christmas lights because we wouldn't normally allow that from a safety standpoint.
Yeah, and I want to emphasize once again what Chris was saying. It is a fundraiser for K-Life, and all of us here at this table very familiar with K-Life, but maybe not everybody out there knows what K-Life is.
Well,
and what
K-Life,
it does
in this K-Life and Young Life, they're the same.
Not really the same.
Oh, they're not.
Well, so I'm sitting across from Chris. I kind of know his story. You know my story, Charlie. And many times major decisions are made in a person's life when they're at a retreat or a summer camp. I call it the HVAC effect. Like when you're in a room and the heat and air unit is on, you think you can hear just fine. And when that turns off, all of a sudden you realize how much better you can hear the speaker. And when you go to camp, when you go to a retreat, when you go to a conference, you think this going through life that you're hearing God's voice just fine. But when the noise of the world shuts off, and you're just there in the presence of God, something happens. You can hear him more clearly. And so a lot of major decisions are made during the summertime at camp, Kanakuk, for example. And then kids go back, and the noise of the world starts to drown out God's voice again, and they fall away from that relationship with him. So K-Life, the whole idea of K-Life was, what can we do to disciple these young men and women throughout the year? And so that's what happens here locally with Tri-Lakes K-Life. These young men and women are being discipled throughout the year. Some kids that don't even have the opportunity to go to camp have the opportunity to come to K-Life.
But I asked something I didn't hear the answer to. Young Life and K-Life are the same.
Well, they're two technically different organizations.
Thank
but
you
I think
very
at
much.
The end of the day, they're trying to point students to Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
But one is Kennekuk, I don't want to say ran, but part of the sister group over
yeah,
there.
Came out of their ministry.
And Young Life is another group doing the same type of things, reaching young people for Christ.
That's exactly right. And so K-Life does have a building right downtown here across from Cox Hospital, and they have clubs there. They have, you know, clubs at some of the schools after school. And then the idea is to get these students into small groups where then they can be discipled more, get into the Word. And When I grew up in Harrison, Arkansas, and they had got a K-Life there, and it was very influential in my life. A guy named Taz Ellett discipled me. We met at the McDonald's caboose. You know, back in the day. And so, I remember those kind of things, and I know how impactful relationships are and people building into other people and sharing the gospel.
And that was one of the things, Charlie, you remember my dad, and he would come and visit here in Branson. And Dee and I have essentially lived here in Branson since 1991. But my dad was big on, hey, let's get up and go to breakfast. And he made the comment to me one time. He said, do you realize what a unique community you live in? He said, I cannot remember a time that we went to breakfast that there wasn't some sort of Bible study going on at that restaurant, a men's group, a women's group, a group of teenagers together with a K-Life leader. We are very blessed to live in a community that will have the 74th annual Adoration Parade, that have businessmen and women like Chris Meyer and his family that continue to pour into the spiritual life of the folks of this community.
Well, and it's really in, like the other night I was at Hillcrest at a soccer game and I met the principal. Well, the principal, when I went up to him, just happened to be a student who had gone to Hollister, had went through the K-Life program when I had volunteered there. And as soon as I saw his name, it kind of clicked, but I'm like,
yeah.
And so I got to catch up with him in his life, but I'm like, you know, here he is now in a position of influence as a principal of a high school, and so he has that spiritual foundation in him.
Yeah, and just think about that, Charlie. Here is Chris Meyer pouring into the life of a high school student way back when. Only God knew what that young man's future would be, and so Chris, through his volunteering with K-Life, is impacting students at Hillcrest High School right now because of the investment he made years ago with Hollister K-Life.
I'm going to give you all two more impacts. Number one, there was a tennis player here by the name of Boyd Johnson. Boyd is Alan Johnson and Irene's son, who played tennis with Matt because, as you know, he got a head injury in football and could not play football. So Billy Ong taught these guys tennis, and Boyd was really good. Well, I talked to Boyd's parents one day, and they said Boyd was someplace in California, had a legal degree with a place called John MacArthur. And I'm trying to put two and two together. It's just not clicking. I don't remember Boyd, what church he went to. So I called Boyd. Boyd's now a church planner in Atlanta. And I said, Boyd, is Charlie Hayden great? Can we walk you through your journey? Well, when I was in Youth Life, which was a shoot off now of K-Life, the other way around.
Right.
I had a leader by the name of Greg Stone, who encouraged me when I went to college to make sure I went to Campus Crusade.
Wow.
And got my life changed.
Yeah.
You want to follow that track from tennis to Youth Life to Greg Stone and got his life changed and planting churches in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, on Monday, we had Vladimir Prognevsky with us on Good Morning Ozarks. When we started to talk about him being full circle, and as you're a soccer family, he's a big soccer guy. But Dave said over here from Samaritan's Purse, do you remember what the big deal is after shoeboxes, Brad?
Once
they get their shoeboxes? 12 lessons with these young people.
Okay. Discipleship.
Exactly what you all are talking about. 12 lessons. the boxes come, they get their toothbrushes, their Hot Wheel cars, all the things like Vladimir talks about. But then they follow up with them in the local areas of Ukraine and Russia and India and other places. So that's what happens with your shoebox. And what have you all said? Discipled. You're at the age now, you run into somebody and you go, wow, you didn't hide your light under a bushel. Who wants to touch that?
Go ahead, Chris. Yeah.
Well, we know that there's impact, and you know, we don't always see it right away. And I think it's critical to get to students at a young age, yeah, because I think the research says if after 18, the likelihood of someone following Christ is a lot less than before 18. I don't remember the exact percentage, but the thing is we as a community, we can't just assume these organizations are going to be here. K-Life is funded only by local people. It's not a government entity where they're getting tons of money. And so it is up to us as a local community to make sure that these organizations are funded. And that's part of the reason we're doing this 5K. But, hey, I'm going to just say that people can donate without doing a 5K, right?
Sure.
It's important as a community, I think, for the quality of our community that we have organizations like this in our community, because it helps keep God, family, and country as our values and our foundation.
I think somebody missed my line. I missed it too till I said it. We don't hide our light under a basket.
Ah, yeah.
Speaking of lights, you have lights.
That's right. The lights of joy.
Yeah. So where is it at? When can we see it? What's the run? And what's the regular times when the lights are running every night?
Okay, so first of all, the Lights of Joy 5K Run Walk is on a Saturday, October 29th. The events will start at 5 p.m. with the race time at 6:30. They can go to trylakes.klife.com to sign up. And then if they just want to come out to the Lights of Joy, we'll start November 1st, and we'll be doing that every night through at least January 1st. That's assuming there's no ice or anything like that. And that goes 5 to 11-ish.
Or floods.
It has flooded there before. Yeah, we've been fortunate. I think in the 7 years I've been doing it, we've only had to close like two or three nights. So, and that's, you know, we're open every night. So they can come and enjoy the Christmas lights then as well.
I have another question. We have lights. There's a movie called Running the Bases. Can you tell me about the Running the Bases movie?
Yeah, Running the Bases movie is one of those well-made movies that will draw you in and present the gospel. It's a story about a coach that goes into a school and tries to do things God's way, meets some resistance. I have not seen it. I've just seen the trailer. But that's as much as I can give you without running into plot lines and giving away and spoiling the ending. But on October 4th, if you want to see that movie, you can see that movie for just $5. You can go and get tickets on ibranson.com and look under shows or search Bases or Running the Bases and get tickets for October 4th, 7 p.m. And you'll not only get to see the show, but you'll get to meet the director.
Two of the directors.
Directors.
Stay with me for 5 minutes if you will on the other side of 8. We have people that set their alarms at 8, wake up, you want to hear them the freshness of this. We're going to be joined by Lisa Rao from Silver Dollar City. And that's another one. Do they do lights?
One or two, I think. Yeah.
They do some?
6.5 million last I heard.
Well, we'll ask Lisa. We'll be back. Help me. My throat's getting me. Take us to the top of the hour, Brad.
Well, we'll be back on Good Morning Ozarks right after the break.
Chris Meyer, my guest this morning. We're talking about running some lights. Tell us about it.
Well, we've got this exciting event coming up, and this is the second annual Tri-Lakes K-Life Lights of Joy 5K Run Walk. And so it's right at the end of the October timeframe, right at the beginning of Ozark Mountain Christmas. And so we basically have created a run or walk that goes through the Lights of Joy Christmas light drive through, and we've told people, hey, wear your costumes, whether they're Halloween or Christmas costumes. This is a great fundraising event for K-Life, and it was a lot of fun last year. It'll be a lot of fun this year. One of the things I did forget to mention is we do have sponsorship opportunities available, and so the folks can go to trylakes.klife.com to get more information. Once again, that's on October 29th, so it's about a month away. It's a little bit away, but I know people like to plan these things in advance, and so we just want to invite people to come out and have a good time.
Now, on your sponsorship list, is 100, 200, 300, or is there some levels?
There's two levels. There's a $150 level and a $250 level.
Good.
And there's different benefits with those sponsorship levels.
Very, very good.
So We appreciate our sponsors so far that have contributed, and we had great sponsors last year. And so we're, you know, it feels like there's not a lot of time left to get this done, but there is. And so we just want people either to sign up and come out and have fun, or if they're a corporation and they want to help sponsor, they can still do that.
Could be a great team building event too for your corporation to put them through, and you're helping a great organization. K-Life, this is for K-Life. This is not for the lights. This is for K-Life.
No.
Before I let you go, from your experience, would you remind the folks the importance of keeping Christ in Christmas at the 74th annual Adoration Parade downtown Branson, where the lighting scene will be lit?
Well, there's a reason that we celebrate Christmas, and that's the birth of Jesus Christ, right? And so to do anything less isn't the true meaning of Christmas. And so I think we have a great history in our community, and we need to keep celebrating the real reason for Christmas, because there are so many people that are politically correct today, right? They don't want to mention Jesus. And so we need to be a community that says, here, we're celebrating the real meaning of Christmas.
I think sometimes I talk about the parade and I forget about the lighting of the scene up on the hill that's lit from December 1st to the end of the year, okay, when the official lighting is done. It's a brilliant scene, and it's beautiful from downtown Branson and around. It's very, very nice.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, there's not a lot of places that have that. And I think just the rich history. And Charlie, thank you for all of the work that you do to help make this Adoration Parade happen. And I think it's just one of the many components in our community that points people to Christ.
Thank you for that. But I want to encourage people right now, use your social media. Use the places like you have. Encourage people to have a float. And what I started to say to you and Brad a while ago is, you know, COVID was a bad thing for meetings and groups and people and having this run back and the parade back and churches doing things back together again. Myers Hotels had a float in the past, and maybe somewhere in your mind says, you know, we can get together and do this starting in November. We'll start one at the church, but you got the month to plan for it. Let's get it done. Call the chamber. Get your application in. Bands and floats, the 74th annual Keeping Christ in Christmas. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
I didn't want to embarrass you, so I didn't. We were talking about Kansas. We were talking about Purdue. How'd your soccer game go at Rolla?
We lost them both.
Oh, my goodness. But isn't that, when you travel and follow the kids, isn't that neat?
That is. This is my last year. My son's a senior.
Well, I asked Mary when we hung up, I said, which child is this? And she said, it has to be their youngest, and he's a senior.
I know. And so I'll be an empty nester soon.
It's not bad.
So it'll be different, yeah. But we're enjoying the time we have now.
Well, let me tell you, Mary and I are great grandparents. We're great grandparents, but we're really, by the book, Jana's oldest, Eli, had their first child about 5 or 6 months ago. Well, hey, thanks for coming.
Congratulations.
And
thanks for having
me. Do me a favor, if you'll leave this with me.
You can have that one.
I will continue to promote that tomorrow and next week when Keith gets back.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
Let me thank you all again, the folks over at ibranson.com, for helping with the running the bases. Without somebody like you all, I'll just tell you, I said, Mary, I've given out your phone number. Can you run the credit card? Can you do this? You're in the business. That's what you do.
Right.
And it really, really helps when somebody's trying to promote a film like Running the Bases. It is not a moneymaker. It is a donation of the $5. And you can go to ibranson.com or call 417-337-8455. Thanks to your staff, and thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.